Now from the beginning of Ihram till the end, before you leave for home, there's number of activities that are compulsory but not farz. They come under wajib category. If for some reason you miss them out, I'll share that afterwards, right? Then you have to slaughter animal. You miss certain things out, then you have to slaughter animal. Now, I'm sure you heard a lot of things that take place in the Hajj. We discussed three main points, now Ihram, Arafat, and Tawaf. So what comes in between? If you go in sequence, nope. After Arafat, you can't leave Arafat before sunset. Then when you leave Arafat after sunset, you must stop over in Muzdalifah to catch the morning time for dua, compulsory. Then the next wajib is, you must come Jamarat and stone. Every time you stone at the Jamarat at the required time, all of them wajib. You miss one stoning or one Jamarat, slaughter. Do you understand? Then we have to slaughter an animal, wajib. Then we have to cut our hair, wajib. Then we are now in Makkah, we may taaf ziyara, and then Safa, Marwa, also wajib. Then we back in Mina, and then we leave when the time is over, and before we leave for home, we have to go Baytullah and make goodbye tawaf, called tawaful wida, farewell tawaf. All these come under wajib. There's still a lot of things missing here, aren't they? What's missing? Plenty. Plenty. See, tawaf itself is farz, right? Depend. But in the tawaf, there are certain things wajib, certain things sunnah. So you look at each point now. Same with Safa Marwa. So you don't want to go at that moment right now. But look at the broader picture. You look at the broader picture. Now what is the broader picture? Sunnah. To go into a haram in Makkah, that is sunnah. Go into a haram. Right? You can make a haram anywhere, but in Makkah itself, sunnah. And then for you to come to Mina and spend the whole day there, that is sunnah. To perform five salah, there is sunnah. To leave for Arafat after sunrise is sunnah. And then to come and spend the entire night in Muzdalifah is sunnah. But to make dua after Fajr, that's wajib. Okay, see the difference now. Then to pick up your stones here as well is sunnah. And finally you are at the Jamarat. Again there are sunnah, they will skip that. We need for that time. Then we shave our hair, etc. Cut the animal, shave the hair, and then we head for Makkah. Before you head for Makkah, you have to make ghusl, that is sunnah. Wear your civilian clothes, that is sunnah as well. You'll find lots of people, for whatever reason, unable to change into civilian clothes. They're coming into Makkah in the state of... Not still Arab. They're still wearing the Arab. For whatever reason. And there could be those that are still in the haram because they never cut the hair yet. So you look at the hair and you'll make out. Is he out or not? Okay. The Safa Marwa is wajib. Take, making the duas at Multazam, Ling Zamzam, all that come under sunnah. And finally back in Mina again for the next 2 or 3 days, all come under sunnah. Sadly, about, I think it was in the 90s. Yes, 90s or so. You get some people that are very technical. Mr. Asman, very technical. And that can lead to kufr. Listen very carefully to me. Don't fall for this trap. First, we know have to be done, amare. Wajib, compensation. Sunnah, if you miss out, what happens? The job is done, but the beauty of the job is not there. What I'm pointing out, some people say, it's only sunnah, so what's the big deal? I promise you, kafir at the same time. Understand what I'm telling you? One more time, I'm repeating. It's only sunnah, so what's there if we leave it out? See that tone? You kafir at the same time. Guaranteed kafir. Why? You are looking down upon Nabi's activity, by Allah's Quran, what did he say? I'm using that as an argument. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. If you love Allah, ya Nabi, tell them, if you love Allah, O people, then follow me. Yes, you love Allah, then follow me. Allah in turn will love you. So Allah has made a condition for loving Allah as evidence what? Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that which will bring you Allah's muhabbat, you're looking down upon. Can you understand me? Yeah, this is, now sometimes it can happen for some reason, okay, maybe you're feeling lazy, use that as an example. You know what, I'm not in the mood right now, but you still got azmat here. You're not using that phrase there. It's only sunnah. So what? Gone. What happened in the 90s, Mr. Lockhart, is what? Guess what? Anyone can guess here, sitting among the men. Lots of South Africans, not in majority, but plenty. Hey, you know what? I am not going Mina on the 8th. I'll park in my hotel. I'll go Arafat one way on the 9th. Listen very carefully to me. One blunder. Second blunder. I am not going to park in Muzdalifah all night. I'll come early morning, make my dua and run away. It's not easy, right? Not easy. Okay, I couldn't make my dua, okay, I'll slaughter an animal. It's easier for me to get to my hotel or wherever, I'll skip that, I'll pay one fine. You're making mockery. The third one, after you go to Makkah, Tawaf, Ziyara and Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, you're coming back to Mina. No, no, I'm not going. I'll park in my hotel, more comfortable here. Late evening, I will go stone Jamarat and come back. Because why? To stay in Mina is only sunnah. Look at the term again now. Can you understand me? Then A.R. Khan says, don't come for a stay at home. You want your Hajj to be maqbool indallah, yes or no? And the only way you can achieve that if you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My friends, I'll remind you. Keep this in your head. Allah's Nabi went out of his way, yes or no, to invite the entire Ummah Muslimah to join him for Hajj, yes or no? Join him from where? From Medina, yes or no? And then he made it a bit easy. If you can't meet me here, perhaps on the road. If you can't meet me here, then at least where? Makkah. Definitely in our demand now, the guy is living like in Cape Town, right? Come meet me in Joburg because our target is Durban afterwards. It don't make sense. So he left it open. But those who were, you know, had the jazba, hey, doesn't matter, from Cape Town they went right to Johannesburg and came back Durban after. Why? Nabi said you must come. No, look at the sense of thinking. Where was their mind? Nabi said must come, we are going. Allahu Akbar. Because he said, why did he call them to Medina, my friends? Because that is where it all started. I showed you in the other slides, we discussed Umrah. They left Medina, all of them, over 100,000, for just outside Medina. What is the area called, people? Bir Ali. Bir Ali, Jazakallah. Na? And that's where they spend the night. Made Asar, spend the night, early morning, after Fajr, they're all now preparing for Ihram and Labbaik, yes or no? Because by the time morning came, the message is going around, each one guiding the other one, those who don't know, those who know are telling the others, Allah Nabi instruction. And then finally, they're leaving with the master from this miqat, and they're all heading for Makkah, Muazzama, and you can see it. You can see it. And whatever the Nabi did, they did. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the thing that earned Maqbooliyat. You know, I saw in some reports that one of the signs of Maqbooliyat, acceptance of a Hajj, is what? Anybody can tell me? There's no register actually, people. There's one book here. Right. Anybody knows? What did Allah Nabi indicate to the Sahaba Ikram? This is the sign of your Hajj being accepted by Allah. Clear cut evidence, he tells the Sahaba Ikram. Listen very carefully. What do you call it? Arafat, Muzdalifah, Mina, stone, one big shaitan, Makkah, do all the thing there and back in Mina. Then in the afternoon after Zohar, now the entourage needs to go stone 1, 2, 3. And guess what happened? When they came by the big fella, they finished the one, they finished the two, now and then by the big guy who was stoned yesterday, what do they see, Mr. Isaac? Anybody can guess? Not one stone. Where it vanished? Nobody picked up, right? They stone and they're gone to Makkah to make tawaf, etc. What happened? Allah, they asked. Allah Nabi said, that's a sign of Allah accepting your Hajj. Can you understand me, people? So by the time they stone all three for the next 3 days, etc., what happened, right? Gone. Clear sign Allah accepted your Hajj. Today, well, you won't see it, and I have seen it. I went through different stages of the Jamarat, right? What did I see? Especially late night, the bulldozer come, the ganda come. And they come and pick up all that. What? All the pebbles put in the truck, gone. What does that tell you, Mr. Isaac? What happened? You were sleeping or what? The bulldozer is picking up, putting the truck, and the truck is gone. What does that indicate? Not accepted. Allah, in trouble, eh? You know what you must do, Asmal? I'm pulling a fast one here, eh? When you pick up your pebble in Muzdalifah, huh? Carry one small, take your wife's lipstick. Paint the whole lot. And then throw, and then check afterwards, right? Is there or not there? You think you can locate yours, right? With all the dust covered, gone, vanish. You know, I can promise you, Allah is too kind, ya Allah. Allah must give us tawfiq to appreciate the kindness, really. Sheikh Zakaria got this, you know, Ramatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. One very great Allah wala, after Hajj, what I said, after Hajj means not going home time, after Hajj means after Arafat, now you're there in Mina. That's called after Hajj. He's in that masjid called Masjid Khayf. And he said, I was lying down and I was like in a, you know, like semi-conscious state, and I dozed off, and then I see two angels coming and they're standing not far from me. One asked the other one, how many people came to Hajj this year? So the other one says 600,000. How many Hajj accepted? Only 6, and they gone. This man woke up from his, that's a real dream. It's a dream, but it is real. He woke up, he's in a frenzy. Ya Allah! 600,000, only 6 Hajj Maqbool. Whole lot reject. Now you can imagine what's his condition. If by some means, na'uzu billahi min zalik, Allah protects, you know, you inform that your Hajj is thrown out, you'll commit suicide, honestly. Not worth living. So the man is in a real frenzy. The next 24 hours pass like that, comes next morning. Next day now. Again, rewind and replay, same place. And recurrence of the same dream that he saw yesterday, same Q&A, Mr. Muhammadi. Then comes the part, only 6. Now the other one says, you know what? Allah accepted through the barakat of this 6 the Hajj of the whole lot. So we are going there, we know our Hajj is not quality. We know it. But Allah through His mercy, through the presence of one, will accept the whole lot. But I can promise you this, you must have the fee, Allah will accept, because you must try your best. My beautiful booklet here, I'm praising my own book, Asman, right? Everything is here as per Sunnah. Whatever you need to know, everything it covers here, and inshallah you try and follow that as best of your ability. Don't be neglectful to whatever it takes and try to follow the Nabi's Sunnah as well. It is there according to that. You know Zulaikha Maya's recipe book, Mr. Ochani? Asmal. You know, I only knew how to fry one egg. My mother taught me that. And to make toast and how to butter the bread and make the tea. Khalas, nothing else. A.R. Khan is in India now, 1962. First year. I was there in October in Deoband. And December, Mr. Imran, Lokhat was Ramzan. So five of us got together. We formed one small club. We said we'll be together for the whole month. We'll pool our resources and we'll take turns to cook. So one fellow had Zulaikha Mayat's, what? Indian delights. But because we saw the mother making gulab jamu, making this, making this, we saw them, but we never put our hand. So it was not so mushkil. Followed the recipe there and mashallah. So one day I followed the recipe there, made this aloo fry curry, you know. But I remember mother putting, you know, in the tarkari, what? Garam masala. You know what garam masala? What's that? Ginger and? Garlic. Now, I don't know, must only put in the ghost curry, that I don't know. Because we saw mother putting there, so we loaded the ginger garlic this side. And that evening after Taraweeh, everybody running by Safa Marwa. So the point is, the Zulaikha Maya's book is a real mashallah, you know, it's a real blessing. And if you follow that and you saw how it's being done, you will succeed. So similarly, this particular kitab is written in that particular form. I must thank Allah for that. So there's your long and the short. You may connect this thing here. Last week was okay, Imran, we made our Asar Namaz, that's right.